Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Happening this weekend in the sporting world. And I kind of asked Sam here in the back, if like I was to rank the three events that took place yesterday in order of importance: Halliburton injury, Thunder winning the finals, Kevin Durant to the Rockets. Rank those three for me, Joe, real quick. If you could just rank those level
what,
of
importance. What do you mean rank them?
I'm ranking for you of what you care about with those three things right there.
In relation to the Warriors?
In relation to anything. Just rank them.
OKC winning the championship. Obviously, that's the games. The games that, you know, that's number one. Number two, the Halliburton injury. I mean, okay, that just sucks for the league, right? Kevin Durant, I don't know. Like, I've seen him bounce around a million teams. Like, that's number three for me. Not that it's not going to have major ramifications, and I'll walk this back 6 months from now. But as of right now, I would go OKC wins it all. Halliburton injury, which is just devastating. And then KD three.
Yeah, I'm going Halliburton injury, then I'm going KD, and then I'm going Thunder winning the title.
Really?
Level importance for me. Yeah, that's what I cared about heading out of yesterday. I did just not resonating at all. I don't even know what Shai Gilgeous-Alexander sounds like still. I know spoke a bunch yesterday. I don't even know who the guy is.
It was a great championship, eh?
Yeah, thank you for the Canadian accent.
To me, it was very... Sam Presti, similar, who's the GM for Oklahoma City, similar to Philadelphia's
Howie Roseman.
Yeah, you know, the GM in Philly. I thought that this was a very big, like, hey, this is how you build a team in the modern day with the salary caps being what they are and how restrictive it is. You need to get a plethora of picks. You need to hit on some young guys. And, yeah, I thought that the Oklahoma City built the best team. They had the best record this year. They went out and did it. It was shaky and rocky at times, but I think a lot of teams, if you want to win multiple championships, a lot of the young teams, that first championship tends to be way more difficult than it should be.
Presti has been doing that and been with that franchise going back to Seattle. Dude, for 18 years.
He's been pretty good.
He was hired when he was 29 to be the GM.
He's made a lot of great trades.
Yes.
He's drafted a lot of great players. I think that he's done a very, very good job.
Yes, no, yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, the fact that he's been able to stick there so long and have all those iterations. The guy went through a move from Seattle to Oklahoma City.
I know.
Kevin Durant, Russell Westbrook, James Harden, your boy Nick Collison, right? I just had to throw him in there. And then getting the Shai. Like, listen, this team was a dumpster fire for so long. So long, they were awful. And, you know, I'm feeling some type of way also, because if you're a Warriors fan, I know this is a different team, but I still feel some type of way about all those OKC fans calling him Cupcake from back all the way in 2017, that whole first iteration there. And then you go there and blow him out. They're calling him Cupcake, and Russell Westbrook is talking his mess. I don't know. I'm still feeling some type of way about the fans over in Oklahoma City. Maybe that's just me. Is what it is. But I want to talk to Steve in San Francisco before we pivot to the Giants, Joey, because Steve wants to talk about the Warriors offseason. 888-957-9570. Offseason has officially started. It kind of unofficially started yesterday, too, with the Kevin Durant news. Steve, good morning. What do you want to talk about, man?
Guys.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
What's up, guys? A couple things. First off, I want to disagree with you. I thought that it was a thoroughly entertaining series. Obviously, blows that Hallie went down with the Achilles. But overall, I thought they were two high-quality level plays compared to last year. You got two big brands, Dallas and Boston, which blew. So I thought this was competitive. It just blew the way the Game 7 went. As far as the Achilles injuries, the thing I want to disagree with you guys about is I just think it's just the way the sport is played, just the contortion of their bodies, the movement, the quality compared to every other sport. Most guys, and I played, and you know, I was the D2 level player. It's just most guys are not going to suffer that type of injury. It's just I think the AAU is more wear and tear than the actual pro game because most over the majority of guys are not going to suffer an Achilles injury. And we have, and luckily Halliburton is young enough to recover. We have two example guys, former Warriors, who recovered fine, and they were older. Clay and Durant.
You think Clay recovered fine?
They came back. Yeah, he did. He was still a 20-plus point scorer after he came back in 21, and he was critical to help him win that title in 22 against Boston. KD is still an elite-level player. It's just he's an older guy now.
Let me pause you right here, Steve. Let me pause you here.
Those are two of the greatest players.
You've called in with 50 different names. That's number one because I've listened to your voice.
No, I didn't.
No, I'm saying over the years. Number one. Number two, from 91 to 2022, there were 45 Achilles injuries in the NBA. All right?
Right.
All right. And in that period. All right. That's 20 years. There literally have been three go down in 6 months.
I understand that, but they addressed that by changing the schedule around. No more back-to-backs, no more four games and five nights. They spread it out in the playoffs. You have multiple days in between games. So I think Silver and the league office addressed that. It's just a matter of bad luck. And like I said, most guys are not going to suffer it. But finally, in terms of the offseason, I think Dunleavy has shown he's going to be aggressive, and I expect him to make some moves. You're not going to get a big superstar, but I think there's going to be quality role players, as you've seen with all these teams like Oklahoma City and Indiana, which are going to be critical to helping you win. So I still think that they're better than Houston slightly, but I think Houston improved drastically. I think overall Dunleavy has shown he's going to be a guy, so I expect him to make some multiple signings this offseason. Thanks for the time.
Thanks, Steve. And you thought he was
called in on a lot of different.
You're
names.
Saying he's Pitbull, he's Mr. Worldwide.
I thought that was Tiago for a second.
Tiago?
I mean, look, the whole point of what we were talking about in the first hour and a half regarding like the NBA is they have to acknowledge that just for a lot of these guys to get into the NBA, they're going to go through the AAU circuit. Well, and what is the AAU circuit? Playing way too much unnecessary basketball and unnecessary training and stuff to get recognized, to get seen, to get put in. Like, it's not what it was in the 90s. It's just not. And so look at any of the kids that you have right now. Anybody who's got a 10-year-old who's playing basketball in a rec league and on an AAU team, like the amount of games they play in one calendar year is what we all played over like a 5-year period, right? And so before you even get into the NBA, I just think that we've it's similar to pitching in baseball. We put on unnecessary amounts of innings and training on a body that is just not ready for it. So by the time you get into the NBA, you know, whatever your age is, let's say Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is 26. I mean, really, he's put on the wear and tear of a 40-year-old.
The problem is, and I think what you're getting at, is that Adam Silver doesn't even acknowledge that there is a problem. He says, quote, again, this was going back prior to the NBA Finals when he does his league announcement, talking to whatever the hell you want to call it, meetings. Quote, we're going to continue to look at it. I don't think there are any magic bullets here. In fact, injuries are considered down this playoffs for what it has been historically. I think it's our second lowest in 10 years. So we have pretty healthy teams coming into the finals now. And obviously, it's kind of, in hindsight, it's, you know, kind of jinxed the whole thing there because coming out of it, Tyrese Haliburton's out for the year. This question comes up a lot. I think I don't want to make a change just to make a change. We'll continue to look at it.
That's the reason I get pissed.
So in the 90s for baseball, we didn't do pitch counts for kids. It was like, does he look like he's, you know, worn down? You know, is he throwing a little less hard than he was?
That's still a conversation today, though, right? Like with college, like when it comes to these players.
Joe, pitch counts are everywhere. But like I'm saying, the leagues now have mandated specific pitch counts for kids in the youth level. And even then, like I have a lot of, you know, there's a lot of nuance. Like the way your son might be able to throw 65 pitches, you know, that might actually put more stress on another kid throwing 65.
How you throw it, the body.
Exactly. Are they from the stretch? Are they from the windup? Yeah. Are you throwing sliders? You know, are you a max effort thrower? Like, there needs to be some specific, I would say, restrictions regarding the amount of time you're on a hardwood, you know, leading up to getting into high school and getting into college and before your body's fully developed and you need to take some time away. And this is a bigger than the NBA conversation, but the NBA, as they map out their season, needs to have this as part of the discussion with the players union and recognizing, like, here's something that I thought about. You know, Halliburton played in the Olympics this summer.
Not a lot, but yeah, he played. He didn't really like, no, he didn't. Like, I don't think he had a lot of minutes in the Olympics run.
Okay, but you don't think he was training leading up to
it? No, he absolutely was.
Okay,
yes.
That's all I'm saying, right? Like, you know who else was? Steph Curry, LeBron James, right? All those guys went down. Luka, Jokic.
Jason Tatum.
Wow. Right? No, but, like, you can't scoff at it. You can't scoff at it. I just think that, like, it's not just what you did in AAU. It's not just what you're doing in the NBA. It's what you're doing overall for your body, and then just the maintenance and the training now and the regimen is through the roof.
So what you're telling me is, Joe, Luka Doncic actually does it best, chilling in the offseason, having a couple beers, hanging out with the boys. Might not be the worst thing for the body, huh? Or is there a balance? I'm kidding kind of with this, but also not. Like, maybe there is something to just, you know, Jokic going out to Serbia and hanging out with his horses and just chilling for a little bit.
Joe, you're always going to have injuries in sports. I don't care what you do to mitigate it. I don't care what restrictions you put in. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that there does need to be a look at, like, how can we do the best we can to minimize these?
Well,
you can't be without Tatum and Lillard and Halliburton for a full season. Kyrie to start the year. That's a lot of guys.
I hear you, but I just don't think it starts at reducing the number of games because I just don't think they're going to do that.
I don't think it's just about reducing the amount of games. I think it's about how you space them out. It's about discussion points at the lower levels and things that you implement at the bigs and then trickle on down. I think it's all those things.
Let's go to Chris in San Francisco. He wants to join in this conversation. We got a couple of people calling in and I want to talk about it. 888-957-9570.
Like when I tune in with LJ, right? When I tune in on television with LJ, I want to see the best.
Yeah, well, we all do.
Yeah,
yes,
right?
Absolutely.
If I'm Apple or if I'm NBC and I spend all this money to have these games, I want to see the best of the best. And I use the Jordan brand analogy. And I'll say this till I'm blue in the face. The Jordan brand only releases so many shoes when they have these releases, and part of the scarcity drives up the demand, and they could charge whatever they want, and simultaneously, there's still of like a coolness factor that's associated with it. Now, could they sell more shoes if they released more? I bet they could, right? But there's a fine line, and I think that there's a fine line when it comes to these NBA schedules, the amount of games, how we space them out, you know, whatever. I watched the Golden State Warriors, and again, they had to play through the play-in. They played 41 games in 83 nights. That's too many. Just too many.
Well, they also, like, dug themselves a hole. You're talking about the second half?
No, I agree.
They dug themselves their own hole there and their own fate. And some of these teams do that, where they start pressing towards the end. And unfortunately, injuries are a part of the game. You're not saying they're going to go away.
No, you're never going to get rid of them completely.
You're not. And that's why, and honestly, it's pretty crazy that, like, this is the first significant injury, like, come playoff time, like, soft tissue, that is, for Steph. The guy's 37 years old, and we're like, this is the first time we're kind of seeing it, which is insane. It's just credit to him and how he's taking care of his body. Same with LeBron, right? He was playing through an injury in that first round. Like, what those guys are able to do, those are unicorns. And I hate when there's people that call in. I'm not crushing the guy that's called Steve, who just called in. Yeah. He's like, oh, well, people have recovered from, you know, Achilles, fine. Klay Thompson. Well, first off, Klay did not recover, like, completely. He was a diminished player.
He
had two major injuries.
Kawhi hasn't been the same.
Kevin Durant hasn't gone back to the place that he once was.
No.
He's still really good scorer.
He's still great.
And his body helped with that.
But not what he was.
Exactly. He's not. The explosiveness isn't what it used to be. And that's what's going to happen.
So Murray got hurt in their playoff run. He's never really been the same.
No. So just to say that Tyrese Haliburton is going to be fine after this, that honestly, that's kind of disrespectful to just a lot of the players that were never able to get back to that point, as far as I'm concerned. I'm rooting for it to happen. I hope it happens. But the data would suggest you're going to be a diminished player after an Achilles injury. You're a star. Like the Adrian Petersons of the world, they don't grow on trees. Sorry. Like those guys, that just doesn't happen.
And look, are there always going to be, like, for example, like, I'll use a guy in the current league. I was going to go yesteryear, but like Joel Embiid. There will always be guys like Zion and Joel Embiid.
I just get hurt.
You know, exactly. Guys just get hurt. Yeah. Like, we all know this in any walk of life. Yep. That's going to be in any sport. There's going to be guys that get injured. I call it like the safety belt, right? There are car accidents still to this day, right? But what do we have in the vehicle? We have safety belts to try to minimize the injury of an accident.
Not only that.
Not that you're eliminating accidents. You're never going to eliminate accidents.
Sorry, I didn't mean to shut you off. Like, now that we're talking about that, like, now we have cars that stop themselves. Like, if you're not paying attention, but you have that built in.
Because, even then, we still have accidents.
No, absolutely.
We're going to have accidents.
We're always trying to evolve, is what I'm saying.
Exactly.
And try to take it out of our hands, if you will.
Exactly. And just minimize. Right. Minimize the amount of times this could happen.
Chris, San Francisco, good morning. You're on the Morning Roast.
Good morning, guys. Yeah, Joe. Finally, you guys, the show. I played AAU ball back in the mid-90s, so I played with, you know, I played in the Central Valley, so I played around the time when Deshaun Stevenson was coming up. I don't know if you guys remember him.
Oh, yeah.
The Boozer Boys. So when I played, you know, we played, like, all summer. So I know you were saying, oh, back, you know, the guys are playing too much now. No. Right after school, right after, you know, the season, we played summer league ball, we played AAU ball, we played traveling ball, we played street ball. I mean, we played. So, you know, going back and trying to say we should minimize the, you know, the league to, you know, bring it down from 82 games, no. I think it's the same games, same amount of games they played back then to play now.
I disagree. Right? Let me stop you. I want to have this conversation. I want to stop you. One second. You're talking about playing at the park. That is different. Like, my niece right now, who just graduated, was a senior. She had an individual coach. She practiced 6 days a week. They played, or at least, you know, when they weren't practicing, they had games. She traveled, I believe, 25 or 30 weekends out of the year that were non-league schedule. I don't think your regiment was that, in the 90s, was that same way. Like, you would at least acknowledge the training aspects have gotten way more rigorous.
We had two-a-days. Sometimes 3 days. We had strength and conditioning training. And
they still have all that.
Strength and conditioning. No, when you see like guy like Halliburton and what's his name go down, it's because it's not strength. They're not getting enough strength and conditioning. It's like back in the day when Michael Jordan was weak. When he came to the league, he got bigger, he got stronger. And how many times did he go down after he did that? Before that, he was getting hurt. After that, he hardly got hurt. Guys are too weak these days. I'm sorry. It's not because they're weak, because the game is more structured differently. It doesn't mean they can't still focus on those strength and conditioning training. They do, but they don't do it as hard as they should. I mean, free weights, not bands, not this weird band stuff. Get in there, do some squats, you know, what do you call it? Lift some weights, get stronger, because those things that you're ripping is because your muscle isn't strong enough. Right. To sustain when you're going through
the Christian McCaffrey. Christian McCaffrey, who trains harder than anyone, isn't training hard, and that's like that. That's why he hurt his Achilles.
Well, you heard him. He has to do more free weights. He's got to do those dumbbells, brother.
Look,
stay away from those dumb bands.
That's right. Come on, man.
We all used
bands
to play,
will make you dance.
We used to play in the yard, and we used to play at the park, and I get all that. But what I'm talking about, like the rigorous trainings that all these teenagers are doing now, I think you're a little unaware of exactly how rigorous it is at the youth level right now. I think we're lacking a little bit of perspective. If you think today's good, go watch a fourth grade game. I have fourth grade videos, you know, VHSs from when we played, and you go watch a fourth grade game now, and you cannot tell me that the skill level today for the youth player is through the roof compared to what it used to be.
Sorry, and all this strain on bodies that more or less are still building and developing as well as they're going through this.
Sam, it's crazy. Like, it's crazy. My kid's 1.5. He's hitting off of a tee, like, hundreds of swings every day. Now, he loves to do it, but, like, I don't think I grabbed a bat until I was, like, 4 or 5 years old.
So, our guy, Dr. Narapandia, UCSF Health, God knows his stuff, R95.7 The Game Injury Insider, he touched on this last night, and he tweeted it, at Dr. Narapandia. Between the 1990 to 91, all the way through 2022-2023 seasons in the NBA, there were 45 Achilles injuries.
That's over 35 years.
Yes. These NBA playoffs saw three stars go down with Achilles injuries, with an additional two players tearing their Achilles during the regular season. That's five, right? Just in this season alone. Soft tissue injuries define these NBA playoffs. Three Achilles tears in the playoffs is not normal. Warriors losing due to Curry's hamstring injury, with Denver being impacted by Aaron Gordon's hamstring as well. The NBA has to look at making some changes. That's a doctor, people. It's a guy that's gone to school for a decade plus. He knows the human body. He knows the anatomy. He knows sports injuries better than anyone else. The Chris's, the Joe Shasky's, the Joe Schmoes, the Sam Lubb. The guy knows his stuff. He's saying there's a problem. Okay? I tend to listen to the scientists and the guy that know their stuff. I know in an era where we don't actually like listen to the doctors in our country that have actually done the work and gone to school. No, I listen to Dr. Nalapanji when he says there's a problem.
And Joe, like, this thing, and I know the caller, like, we can agree and disagree on certain things.
Do some dumbbells, do some push-ups, right?
I mean,
do some jumping jacks.
If you don't think the modern athlete, for the most part, the modern athlete is training through the roof, I just, wow. I mean, Have you seen the transformation Steph Curry has made to his body?
Right? Like, there's always those people that'll go, like, your grandpa's of the world. Well, you know, in World War II, we didn't have the luxury to be training all that. We had some jumping jacks. We did some push-ups. We ran up some hills. That's all we needed to do. I was like, sure, that's true. And that,
Tremendous respect for you.
Absolutely.
Joe, who has more respect for yesteryear when it comes to being...
You do.
Me.
Like, I crush all the old guys, I'll be honest.
I love the
old
school.
I crush them all.
I love the old school.
It's different now.
I absolutely love the old school. But I also, again, I've been at the youth level now for over 20 years coaching. And I've just seen the amount of dedication and the leagues and the individual trainers and everything that goes into it. And I'm not even talking about the elite Halliburton level athletes. I'm talking about the kid that's trying to make his freshman team. We're right. Talking about someone who's maybe going to stop playing sports once high school's over.
Hell,
right?
Betty's playing sports right now, literally just like, first and foremost, because it's summertime. The kid needs to do something. He also needs to build social skills.
Exactly.
It's actually funny because
I
was listening to Evan and Steiny. I think it was Friday. They were talking about this very thing when it comes to like parents watching practices. I thought it was a very like interesting conversation because you are a coach. I kind of wanted to pick your brain about this. Like, you know, you're going to watch these practices and watching these kids do things. Like, most of it is just running back and forth, trying to do some fun exercises, passing in basketball. Hell, they were practicing layups on Saturday at Benny's camp. It was the funniest thing ever. God love the kid. He did make it twice. Didn't even hit the backboard. He just flipped into the rim twice. I was like, all right, nothing but net for Benny. Good job. But like, they're starting to do this. And then it's going to be a camp out. For some of these kids, it's going to be another camp and another camp after this and another and another.
Yeah.
For Benny, it's probably what he's going to do the entire summer is this for a couple weeks. And then he's going to be good. And then I think he's going to start T-ball for the first time, you know, in the fall.
Joe, if you wanted to, for little Benny, you could play in a tournament every single weekend for the next 10 years. I'm not even making
this
up.
Which is insane. As a five-year-old.
No, you could find them.
I know. That's crazy.
Right now, let's say your son liked baseball. You can go on the NCS website right now, and I guarantee you can find within 100 miles a tournament every single weekend for the next year. So if you wanted to search out that competition, you could. And a lot of parents, I'm not even mad at them. They don't understand sports. They don't understand the body. They're like, well, my child loves soccer. So I'm just going to put her or him in as many soccer tournaments as possible. And I would just say to everyone, like, all right, this is why. Pump the brakes a little. Little Johnny, little Timmy, little Mary needs to be a kid, too. It's summertime. Let them swim.
Right. Exactly. And that's why you balance golf with young Benjamins. That's the one I want to lean in on, first and foremost. Benny, just telling you, kid, you could have the longevity, 20, 25 years, hit the senior tour, just be chilling for the rest of your life. But again, golf at a young age also has its own wear and tear. You know, think of it as a physically taxing sport. The torque, the swinging, the body, all of that. There's so many guys that have wrist injuries they never gotten over from a young age.
The back injuries in golf because they're swinging harder than ever.
Exactly.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.